people who are biting their fingers in fear.
Changing is not easy, but changing your life, changing habits, reinventing yourself.
Yeah.
You will win if you don't quit. Even a broke clock is right twice a day.
It's an experience. This is the Kairos Moment with Pastor Jack on Active FM.
Greetings, everybody. Welcome to the Kairos Moment on the Active FM. This is Pastor Jack Chiro from the Full Gospel Church of God in Johannesburg, South Africa. It's an honor once again to be on the program, to inspire you, to motivate you, regardless of what you're going through and what your circumstances are. Let's just pray together. Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to thank you for this opportunity that we can look at your word. We can turn to your word for inspiration, encouragement, and motivation. We pray, Father, that you would speak to us and help us in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. I want to share with you about qualities of an ego, that we can learn as children of God. And I want to start from reading the scripture in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31, the Bible says, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." I'm going to read that again. "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." Now, every time the Bible uses a specific animal or creature to be able to describe something, one needs to go back to investigate the qualities of that particular creature or animal that the Bible is using, so that we can learn certain qualities. Why does the Bible refer to an eagle? Why does the Bible liken the Christian that waits upon the Lord as an eagle? So there are a few qualities that we can look at that the ego has, and we can adopt those qualities in our lives to help us become what God wants us to be. So the very first thing I want us to look at is egos have powerful vision. Egos have powerful vision. If you ever see an ego sitting high above on a cliff or on top of a tree, watch closely and see how attentive the bird is. The body will be still and the head tilted side to side to observe what is happening below, around, and above it. Even if it's flying, you can observe how keen its eyes are, looking for its prey. And some of the scientific facts about the eyes of an eagle that have been recorded, some of the facts recorded speak of the fact that eagles have extremely powerful vision. The eyes of an eagle are specifically designed for long distance focus with clarity. Hallelujah. God has designed you as a child of God with the ability to be able to have a long distance focus and clarity. The eagle's eye is one of the strongest in the entire animal kingdom, 4 to 8 times stronger than that of the average human. 4 to 8 times stronger than that of the average human. That's how powerful the eyes of an eagle are. An eagle is able to spot a rabbit 3.2 kilometers away. 3.2 kilometers away. I pray that God is going to give you vision. I pray that God is going to cause your vision to be focused. Hallelujah. An eagle's eyes are roughly the same size as those of a human. In fact, as an eagle descends to attack its prey, the muscles in its eyes continually adjust the curvature of the eyeballs in order to maintain sharp focus throughout the approach and attack. The eyes are also stated to be larger in size than their brain. The most noteworthy features of eagle's eyes are color vision, higher resolution, and clarity. I pray that God is going to give you clarity as you wait on the Lord, as you wait on Him in whatever situation you might be in. As you wait on Him, I pray that God is going to give you vision and focus in everything you do. Number two, eagles are fearless hunters. Eagles are fearless hunters. An eagle will never surrender to its prey, no matter its strength or size. It will always put up a fight to win its prey or regain its territory. Golden eagles are such remarkable hunters that they can prey on goats much larger than themselves by throwing them off the side of the cliff. We can learn a lot from the eagle's determination. I don't know what fight you are in right now. It's not a season and a time for you to give up. You need to keep fighting. You need to keep fighting. You need to keep trusting God for victory in whatever situation. Maybe you've fallen a few times. Maybe your business has failed a few times. But it's time for you to keep rising up. The Bible says that the righteous man falls seven times but rises again. Maybe you've been drifting away from God a couple of times. Well, you need to keep coming back. You need to come back to God like the prodigal son. You need to make a determination and a decision in your life to be able to come back. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Eagles are tenacious defenders. Eagles are tenacious defenders. Watch an eagle when a storm comes. While other birds fly away from the storm, an eagle spreads its mighty wings and uses the current to soar to greater heights. The eagle takes advantage of the very storm that lesser birds fear. I don't know what storm you're going through right now. I pray that as you wait upon the Lord, that God will give you the tenacity to confront the storm, to confront whatever is in front of you right now, to confront whatever it is that you are going through, whatever you are passing through right now. I pray that God will give you the tenacity to be able to confront it and to be able to overcome whatever storm, whatever fear is embracing your life in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And the last thing I want to share about eagles is that eagles are high flyers, great believers, great leaders are problem solvers. They don't complain like the chickens do. When the storms come, they love to take challenges as the eagle does. And so again, I want to say to you that whatever is the storm in your life, whatever is the challenge in your life, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. You need to be a high flyer like the eagle. You need to rise above your circumstances. You need to rise above the challenges. You need to rise above the circumstances in your life. You need to learn to spread your wings and say, Father, regardless of what I'm going through, I choose to not go down, but I choose to rise above. Rise above every challenge. Rise above every situation. Rise above every circumstance in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever it is you might be going through, as a child of God, you have the same traits as that of an eagle. And I want to challenge you right now to begin to develop those traits that are locked up on the inside of you. And some of those traits are only able to come out of our lives when we go through challenges, when we go through difficult circumstances, when we go through difficult things in our lives. We are able to then see those ego traits come out of our lives, and we are able to overcome. There's nothing impossible with God. God is on your side. God has not neglected you. God has not left you on your own. God has called you to be an overcomer. You are more than a conqueror. The Bible says that we are more than conquerors through Christ. Hallelujah. So you are more than a conqueror. You are more than an overcomer. And you can do this, and you can overcome. And you can do exceedingly abundantly beyond what you can ever think or imagine. And God will be able to give you the victory that was meant for you you will be able to overcome whatever it is that you're going through. Hallelujah. I just want to pray for you, Father. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, I want to pray for every man, every woman, every boy, every girl listening to this program. I pray, Father God, for your hand upon them, for your hand of victory upon them, that you will give them the favor, that you will give them the ability to rise above the storm, that you will give them the ability to overcome, that you will give them the ability to be like an eagle, to rise above the storms of life, to have a focused vision, to have a vision that will be focused in terms of long distance, that you will give them long-term visions, that they'll be able to see far, distance, and they'll be able to see your will and your purpose and understand what is required of them to do in that particular situation, in the mighty name of Jesus. So I pray that your hand will be upon them and rest upon them in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Be blessed. I hope that that short word has been an encouragement and inspiration to you. And this has been the Kairos Moment on the Active FM. God bless you.
It's hard to breathe and alone I'm fighting. I need you now to save me somehow. Can you see my signal rising to the sky in the night? The ghouls and ghosts rushing to fight. I need you by my side, the flame in my eyes is burning low. Can you save me? Thank you.